But just really quickly, I want to talk about Big Fatty really fast. He made some allusion on his show today that let me know that he heard us talk about him sleeping like a baby and that babies don't sleep. And
well, he also clarified what the go-to-bed pills are.
What the hell happened to you, man, that you need all those drugs?
Well, actually, I don't remember what they were, but it was some...
There was like, I don't know, like LSD and some kind of statin.
Daniel,
like
when you LSD get older, you start taking pills. Like, it's just it's just a thing.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I want to talk about Big Fatty really fast.
What the hell happened to you, man?
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4211 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 26th of March, 2024. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, plus I've got a voice letter, Big Fatty. Hello, sports ballers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're sports ballers today, because y'all, I received a message. Y'all, it was on the Grim Doctor. from Mean Keen. You know, he is the official sports ball correspondent for the BFO, and he says that he heard me mention him on the Monday little show, and he says that he is now since the Kansas Jayhawks were eliminated. That he is now pulling for Iowa State, North Kakalaki State, and Houston. He wants the Big 12 to win, but he'll be rooting for Iowa State over Houston. He says, I'm ready for sports ball season. Yes, Big Fatty. He says he's watching a spring training game right now, and he's going to be going to one of the Kansas City Royals games in a couple of weeks, and he assumes they'll already be eliminated from the pennant by then. Big Fatty, there's optimism for you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Mean King, thank you so much for that update, and keep your ear to the grindstone. Big Fatty, why would you put your ear on a grindstone? Music, it's true, y'all. Gonna have to have some calm, happy music, cause y'all we're in for another 2 inches of rain starting Tuesday evening and going into all day Wednesday and overnight into Thursday morning, y'all. It's just crazy. It's just crazy is what it is. But again, it'll wash away some of the pollen, so I'm okay with that. Yes, Big Fatty. y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, old Veda and I got together and we recorded the LFC. Veda getting ready for a big cruise of a lifetime. No, he's not. He's going to Las Vegas. Big Fatty. So we talked about that. Well, he talked about it a lot. And anyway, Let's see. And then after that, y'all, the Nip stopped by and we chitter-chatted a little bit. And y'all, I had taken a couple of ribeye steaks out of the freezer. And y'all, I cooked them in the air fryer, and y'all, they cook up really nice in there. I marinated them with a little Worcestershire and salt and pepper prior to putting it in there. But y'all, they came out a lovely. It's probably more of a medium than a medium rare, just based on the amount of time I cooked them. But I wanted to get a little bit of a char on the outside, so it went to medium, and so I had that for my supper. That y'all, I wasn't real hungry, but I felt like I needed to eat something. And y'all, I'm going trying to eat a little less carbs and a little less sweeties. Yes, Big Baby. But we'll see how that goes. Y'all, I'd like to lose 10 pounds, but I don't think that's going to happen, but I'll settle for 5. But anyway, after that, y'all, I watched the end of the sports ball, and it was, y'all, I started the new season of the Great British Baking Show. And y'all, they've got a new co-host. Y'all, I don't know what her name is, but y'all, she is large and in charge. Yes, Big Betty. And but y'all, I like her. And y'all, the funniest thing, they had to bake a cake in the shape of some kind of animal or something like that. And y'all, one of the contestants made a beaver. Oh, Big Fanny, they made Kim Beaver. Well, it wasn't exactly Kim Beaver, but I would say it was a reasonable facsimile. I did not see Birkenstocks. And y'all, the Prue, she and that Paul Hollywood, she says, you're bringing forward the showstoppers. And so the lady brought up her beaver cake. And then Prue says, Lorena, tell us about your beaver. And y'all, then they all got tickled. And I shouldn't have said that. But tell us about your showstopper. Y'all, it was funny. It was just funny. It even got that Paul Hollywood to cackle. But anyway, after that, y'all, it was just 60 minutes. And I enjoyed it. And Then I watched a little. You know what? I watched the end of the previous season and saw who the final three, and that was the 2022. I say choose season, and then I watched the first episode of the 2023 season after the 60 minutes. But anyway, y'all, after that, slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fanny, tossed and turned all night long. No, actually, I slept like a baby. Y'all had the windows up. Y'all, it went down to 40 degrees. And y'all, that's chilly. That's chilly. Y'all, the high today was only 65. Y'all, I've just had it gets in your bones, the cold does. And yes, Big Fanny, I can hear Dr. Stone pulling the lap blanket up a little closer right now. Yes. Y'all woke up. Y'all woke up at 5:30 a.m. in the morning. Couldn't believe it. You know, I've been sleeping to 7:30 a.m. in the morning. And I said, no. So y'all, I got up and TT'd and went right back to bed and woke up just about 10 minutes to 7 a.m. in the morning, and got up. And as we all know, Miss Gail King waits for no one. Big Fanny, she's not there this week. Well, the Gail King show does not wait for anyone. So anyway, got up, had my coffee, read the paper, did my puzzles. Y'all, I had some shaved ham and some eggs, so I made ham and eggs. Y'all, you know, to kind of tear the ham up and scramble it in with the eggs. Y'all, it's delicious. Just delicious, I tell you. And after that, y'all, I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Did Fatty, because did the big circus. Y'all had to wear a jacket and a stocking cap all the way. And anyway, got back here to the villa. And y'all, I had made some the leftover ham I made into ham solid. And so I had a little ham solid as a after nipple walk snackette and watch The Price is Right. And y'all, then I laid down for just a little bit. And then I got up. I said, no, I'm going to go ahead and take my share. So I took my share and then I laid down. And y'all, I put my towels in the washer and then the dryer, and so they were doing all of that, and Hortensia Jr. was whack-a-ming in the bedroom, so y'all, I didn't go to sleep, but it was just nice to lay there on the electric camisole and everything. And y'all, now I am the muscly gentleman caller, Big Fatty. Y'all, he wants to pay another visit, and it may be, I'm pretty sure it'll be this week. I don't know if it'll be Tuesday or Wednesday, but I think it'll be one of those 2 days. Yes, Big Fatty, a lovely way to start the day. Much better than a glass of orange juice. Well, you know, that gives you the acid reflux. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, nothing but a glass of acid. And, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, this is Ken again from Connecticut. Number one fan 2024. Some strange things have been happening. Every day about 11:30 in front of my house is this white box van with an eagle on the front, lettering USPS. Every day passes by my house. Then the next thing that happened, I turned on the smelly cast and I heard the cast of Lotzel, Brenda Boo Boo, Miss West Stone. Strange things. Don't know what's going on. I gotta call you back before they trace my call.
Yeah, gotcha. Y'all, that of course is the number one fan of the BFO for 2024. That's Ken. That's Ken up there in the Canuck to cut. Ken, thank you so much for checking in and keeping us up to date with the goings ons of the number one fan. And Ken, the white van, especially in the morning time, that's very strange. But the us, and evidently there's something for us, and then there's a PS. PS, not for you, or something. I don't know what that is. But Ken, you bring up a good point, y'all. Over there on the old stink pot, I don't know if you listen to the stink pot little show or not, but y'all, Stink Pot, y'all, they're getting the band got back together. Well, at least most of them. They're missing the flautist, I believe. Fatty. It was a resurgence of the Lotzel little show. Old Stinkpot was there, and Brenda Boo, and Haunt Cub, and Dr. Stone. Y'all, I tell you, when I started listening in the beginning, Dr. Stone was talking. Y'all, I would have sworn it was that Peter G talking. But it wasn't, because he wasn't there. But they're going to maybe bring the little show back once a month. Y'all, I can see the spreadsheet, if you will, on how this is working. Because, oh, Stinkpot, he's trying to get the band back. And so he says, oh, well, we'll just do a reunion show every now and then. And now it's like, oh, let's get together and do this once a month. And y'all, even on the little show, he says, maybe we'll do it more than once a month. Y'all, he's very transparent. Very transparent in his motives. And it was a good show. They spent most of the time trying to remember a Big Fatty. That's pretty much everybody nowadays. Nobody can remember shit. But they were trying to remember the dates, and Dr. Stone remembered a story a different way than it was presented. And y'all, it was a calamity of kerfuffles, and I mean that in the nicest possible way. But it was good to hear the old group back together. And by the way, a Haunt Cub, this is just for you. I heard you sneak in a poor reporter during the little show, but I believe that was the only time Big Fatty was mentioned. Big Fatty, you and your hearing. So y'all, I only have a few seconds left here, and I always hear, used to be people, you wanted people to go over and leave you a review over at the iTurds, and I thought to myself, well, I don't ever go over there and check it, but I thought I'd do that today. Yes, Big Fatty ran out of stuff to talk about, didn't you? Well, sort of. But y'all, the BFO gets a 4.7 out of 5 stars. And y'all, the latest review Big Fatty has is from Sugar's Mama in North Kakalaki. 4 years ago, been listening a long time and just love the fat one. You are so positive and your nattering makes me happy. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, look, I see. And, y'all, I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, thank you, Sugar's Mama in North Kakalaki. Y'all, I had trouble figuring out how to find the reviews on the iTurds, because, you know, it's just... It's not the same as it used to be. No, Big Fatty, not the same at all. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard that Daniel Biba from over there at The Mix. And Daniel, just out of curiosity, is there anything you want to talk to me?
I want to talk about Big Fatty really fast.
What the hell happened to you, man?
Big Fatty, has he got a new co-host? That didn't sound like Crooked Hat.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.